Dudes, we got brand new El Rey Du Corona cigars. The Nouveau Curé torpedoes are aged 5+ years, but they're only available for a limited time. And boy, howdy, is this a great smoke. Don't forget the Coronas, King Coronas, Lanceros in natural and Maduro wrappers. Your handmade cigar home is shop.mikechurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Epoch Times, America's new hometown newspaper of record. Used and endorsed by Mike Church, the Epoch Times is journalism you can count on. Subscribe today at crusadechannel.com/epic. Here's what to listen for this hour. No, the Secret Service does not track who comes and goes from Biden's Delaware residence where classified documents were improperly stored and what President Trump had to say on the matter. The latest COVID-19 subvariant reveals more infections in those vaccinated. Activist Greta Thunberg removed from site of mass anti-coal protest in Germany. And just like in Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor's New Clothes, it took a child to call it out. What a new $10 million sculpture in Boston looks like. The Secret Service said on Monday it does not track who comes and goes from Biden's Delaware residence where classified documents were improperly stored, despite the 80-year-old using the home as a weekend White House. Since taking office in January of 21, Biden has made 52 trips to the Wilmington House, spending all or part of 160 days there, according to a tally by the New York Post. Despite the frequency of his trips home, a Secret Service spokesman told Fox News, "We don't independently maintain our own visitor logs because it's a private residence." President Trump had this to say, "The White House just announced there are no logs or information of any kind on visitors to the Wilmington House and flimsy, unlocked, and unsecured, but now very famous garage. Maybe they are smarter than we think," Trump wrote on his social media platform, Truth Social, yesterday. The Omicron XBB 1.5 variant of COVID-19 is more likely to infect individuals who have been vaccinated, according to New York City health officials. Omicron subvariant XBB 1.5 now accounts for 73% of all sequenced COVID-19 cases in New York City. XBB 1.5 is the most transmissible form of COVID-19 we know of to date and may be more likely to infect people who have been vaccinated or already had COVID-19, the NYC Department of Health and Mental Hygiene wrote on Twitter on January 13th. Despite this, the department urged New Yorkers to get vaccinated and receive the updated COVID-19 booster shot, stating that doing so is still the best way to protect yourself from hospitalization and death from COVID-19, including from these new variants. The XBB 1.5 variant is quickly becoming the dominant subvariant in the United States. Activist Greta Thunberg removed from site of mass anti-coal protest in Germany. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
German authorities removed climate activist Greta Thunberg and other protesters from the site mass demonstration against the razing of a village called Lützerath for the expansion of a coal mine. German newspaper Bild reported on Sunday that authorities escorted away the 20-year-old activist and 10 other demonstrators who refused to comply with their efforts to clear the area. Video also circulated online showing German police pushing Thunberg and other climate activists away from the coal mine site. Greta Thunberg may truly be a lifelong climate activist, which is unlike so many other young activists who try on activism and ultimately shed it for the corporate world, either on the Democrat or Republican side. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Our quote of the day, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ, Saint Jerome. And coming up, our saint of the day, the life of this saint reminds many people of Saint Francis of Assisi, but there are some differences. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
All right, 'tis the season and all that jazz. Give the gift that really means something to someone, the gift of the Crusade Channel. Give a gift membership today. Go to crusadechannel.com/gift and name your price. A one-year gift membership is worth $164.45. You can name your price and really be the apple of someone's Christmas eye. They might even kiss you under the mistletoe.
Our saint of the day is Saint Anthony of Egypt. His life reminds many people of St. Francis of Assisi. At 20, Anthony was so moved by the gospel message, "Go, sell what you have and give to the poor," in Mark 10, that he actually did just that with his large inheritance. Unlike Francis, however, most of Anthony's life was spent in solitude. He saw the world completely covered with snares and gave the church and the world witness of solitary asceticism, great personal mortification, and prayer. But no saint is antisocial, and Anthony drew many people to himself for spiritual healing and guidance. At 54, he responded to many requests and founded a sort of monastery of scattered cells. Again, like Francis, he had great fear of stately buildings and well-laden tables. At 60, he hoped to be a martyr in the renewed Roman persecution of 311, fearlessly exposing himself to danger while giving moral and material support to those in prison. At 88, he was fighting the Arian heresy, that massive trauma from which it took the church centuries to recover. Anthony is associated in art with a T-shaped cross, a pig, and a book. The pig and the cross are symbols of his valiant warfare with the devil, the cross his constant means of power over evil spirits, the pig a symbol of the devil himself. The book recalls his preference for the book of nature over the printed word. Anthony died in solitude at the age of 105. Just like in Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor's New Clothes, it took a child to call it out. A new $10 million sculpture in Boston looks like a penis. The massive bronze piece, entitled The Embrace, features two sets of arms holding each other, an artistic interpretation of the classic photo of Coretta and husband Martin Luther King Jr. hugging after he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. The mainstream media was reporting on it like it was all beautiful because they were told they had to say that. Seneca Scott, Coretta's cousin, told The Post by phone on Sunday, referring to the new artwork on the Boston Common. But when it came out, a little boy pointed out, "That's a penis." And everyone was like, "Yo, that's a big old dong, man," said the 43-year-old Oakland, California resident. Send me your tips to Janet@CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.